A beautiful happy new year to you, to each and every dear listener of our podcast. You are welcome to a fantastic year. You're welcome to the year 2021. This year begins a new decade, and I'm trusting God that this year would open opportunities, would open wonderful blessings from the kingdom of God that will make the beginning of your decade a glorious one. I pray for you in this year 2021 that everything that God has planned, willed, and purposed for you in this year will not elude you in the mighty name of Jesus. In this year, you have a closer walk with God. In this year, you make global impact for Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, and the kingdom of God in this year would be happy and glad as to your influence over every of your environment and over every personality around you. The kingdom of God will be proud of what you'll be able to do in the name of Jesus. All right, you're welcome once again to the Transformational Leadership Series with TM. This is going to be our first podcast for the year, and I'm sure you are quite very anticipative of what we are about to talk about. All right, so while sitting with God and while ruminating on how it's going to be starting with the new year for us at the Leadership Impact Program Africa, the Holy Spirit did inspire us to talk about something of which we'll be putting a bit of focus to in the month of January. In the month of January, we're going to be talking about leadership for Christ, leadership through Christ, and leadership with Christ. And I'm very sure that once we can be able to certify and put to alignment our foundation in Christ, our leadership is really going to be able to make a positive impact to our whole environment. We would also be able to put to mind that this year we need to be able to bring everybody into the synergy of the understanding that Christ is Lord. Christ is Lord over the earth. Christ is Lord over that sphere of influence. Christ is Lord over every environment and everywhere you could find yourself. So when you are leading through Him, it's easy for that area to be blessed. It's easy for that area to be successful because Christ has been put into focus. So today we would be looking at the topic leading for Jesus. Leading for Jesus. And I will be making about 7 points reference to what we really mean when we say leading for Jesus. Now the first point I'd like to talk about is understanding that the first time God Himself spoke about the place of leadership, it was actually with respect to the fact that He wanted to create an image. Now, before now, we know from Genesis chapter 1, God had been the one ruling, God had been the one governing. But it got to a time where God said, I want to make a replica of myself. And why do I want to make this replica? One of the cardinal points of why I want to make this replica is so this replica can lead. We can see in Genesis chapter 1 from verse 26 where it was point blank put there. The Bible says, then God said, let us make man in our own image according to our own likeness. Let them have dominion. Now the place of leadership was really put into focus. Now, the first time God really actually spoke about leadership, it was because He wanted to create an image. Now, after creating the image, or from the understanding that He wanted to create an image, He had something in focus. He wanted that image to lead. Now, we sure would know that when you are getting something from a source, you actually need to do it exactly how the source has done it, or exactly how the source is doing it. So we must understand that leadership, the beginning of leadership, started with God. And if we are to lead in anywhere, anyhow, or any time that we should lead, it should be from the God's perspective. It should be from the perspective of the kingdom of God. So when you say you are leading for Christ, when you're leading for Jesus in any sphere, it is coming to the understanding that I was created in the image of God to lead. So I have to lead from that image. And that image is that of God. Now, we must also understand the second point which I would like to buttress is the primary stakeholder in the place of leadership. The primary stakeholder in the place of leadership on earth is God, because he was the one that gave the mandate of leadership. The Bible made us understand in Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, it was clearly stated there, "Then God blessed them and God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it and have dominion." God was the one that gave the first mandate to the place of leadership. God was the one that gave the first mandate into the commission of leadership. Leadership never existed until God brought it forth. So if God is the primary stakeholder in the place of leadership whatsoever, he said, "Go and subdue the earth." For every sphere of influence that you might find yourself, whether you're in the business sector, whether you're in the ministry sector, whether you're in the government sector, whatsoever sphere you might find yourself, it is on earth. The primary stakeholder, the primary convener, the primary governor of every sector on earth is God. Because he was the one that started everything. And he has now brought us as an image to lead in that sector according to the way he would want it, since he's the primary source. So we must understand that God is the primary stakeholder in the place of leadership, and he was the one that gave the mandate about leadership. Now, I would go further to exemplifying what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5. Now, Jesus teaching on leadership, he used two major leading components on earth. He used salt, he used light. You must understand that salt and light are two components on earth that can easily not be waved away. We all would need light. Without the essence of light, definitely we cannot see, definitely little to what we can do. Without the essence of salt, our taste to the sweetness of life definitely would not exist. Now, Jesus himself uses two major components to make us understand that as leaders on earth, we are of value. Leadership is valuable on earth. Leadership is needed on earth. Leadership is important on earth. For every sphere, there would always be a leader. A leader will always and always be needed. But now that you know you are a leader, you are an emerging leader, you have the inherent ability of becoming a leader, since you understand that, tapping from the source of the image of God, you must understand that this place of leadership influences. Salt definitely influences sweetness. Light influences clarity, influences direction, influences guidance. Now, you as a leader, the question is in 2021, what am I going to influence? For whom am I going to influence? Am I going to influence for Christ in that sector I am? In the business sector, am I going to influence for Christ? In the government sector, am I going to influence for Christ? What are people going to be able to say about my influence as a leader? These are key things we must put to focus as we journey through the year 2021. It's the beginning. It's the month of January. So from January, are we determining in our hearts to say, what am I going to influence? For whom am I going to influence? Now, the foundational principle, which is my fifth point, the foundational principle we must understand that should guide our leadership in any sphere in 2021 should be, will people give God praise through my leadership? The Bible made us understand in that same Matthew chapter 5, down to 16, the Bible says, "Let your good deeds so shine forth that people will be able to give God praise as a result of what you have done, as a result of what you are doing." Now we all say, oh, thank God there is light. Thank God we have salt. Thank God I can enjoy the sweetness of the earth. Will people also be able to say, for you leading, for you having that platform to lead, for you leading yourself, for you leading others, will people be able to attest and say, thank God that I have you. Thank God that you are our leader. Thank God that you are the one in the affairs of our movement or body. We must understand that for you to be able to have someone say, we give God praise for your leadership, you must be leading for Jesus. The adoration given to God comes from the source of Christ. So we must determine our hearts this year in 2021. I want to lead for Christ. I want to lead for Jesus in every sector of the earth. Now, for every move of Jesus on earth, which is my sixth point, we would see that Jesus would always say, I did not come of my own will, but I came for the will of the Father. The Bible made us understand in John 6, verse 38, Jesus plainly said it. I did not come to do my own will. I came to do the will of the Father. Now, will that also be our own testimony? Jesus was human just as we were. He was a leader just as we are. And he said, I did not come to do what I would wish to do, but I came to do what God will warrant of me to do. Why? Because he understood leading on earth is not by my own will, because I'm not the primary source, but leading on earth is by the will of God, because he is the primary stakeholder. So we must understand this in the year 2021. And lastly, I would say this year is a new beginning. 2021, the new beginning of a new year, the new beginning of a new decade, determined to lead for Christ in whatever sector you might find yourself. Whether you are a pastor, whether you're a business CEO, whether you're a politician, wherever you might find yourself, let the source of your leadership be for Christ. Let it be true Christ. Let it be Jesus focused. Now, how would you be able to achieve it? Two major points I have written here. The first one is you first of all must identify with Christ. You cannot lead for someone that you don't know. You can't lead for someone that you've not been able to identify. So first of all, you need to identify with Christ. Identify with Christ in the place of salvation. Identify with Christ in the place of submission. Identify with Christ in the place of surrendering. Identify with Christ in the place of letting him take the number one point, the number one role, the number one mandate. And secondly, you have to consistently walk with Christ. Consistently walk with Christ. For everything that you would need on earth and wherever you might find yourself, you must understand that Christ is the primary stakeholder. And because he is the primary stakeholder, it is required and advisable that we lead from the primary source. Light would not be visible in a community if there is no transformer. Transformer there is the source. So a particular light or a particular wire can't say, I would produce light for you without the transformer. It has to first of all tap it from a source. So Jesus is the primary source in the place of leadership on earth, and it's advisable that we lead for him. Now, global impact is only by one source, which is Christ. I trust that you have really been blessed today, and I trust that your heart is transforming to understand that Jesus is number one and will always remain number one, and leading for him is the only way to be able to make global impact. God bless you. See you next week.